Monday night or L'chof Shabbat for Halach and Chavisal Bolas. Okay, it's been a while, I think, since we learned any Halach about Binogam about Binogam HaChaveiro. L'maisa, it's also to be Chayshub B'Ksheirim, so we don't think of that as an Aveira, but it is. And if you suspect someone of doing, you're not allowed to. I mean, you're only allowed to, only to the degree of making a shmira, in case you think you need a shmira from what the person is planning to do something bad or is bad. So you're allowed to be shomer yourself, but you have to realize that it's only a chashad, and you're not allowed to think badly of the person. The Rambam says it's very hard to do tshuva. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva says it's very hard to do tshuva for this because of what everybody here is thinking. You're thinking, what did I do wrong? I didn't do anything to him. I just thought badly of him. So that's nothing wrong with that. So that's what the Rambam says. The person is not going to do tshuva for that because he doesn't think he did anything wrong. But he really did. So it's very difficult to do tshuva because you don't think you did anything wrong. If the person is aware, this is very difficult for teachers and parents many times, because the children see that a parent maybe jumps to a conclusion or is choshed someone for something, and it becomes very difficult for chinuch reasons, or maybe it's okay, it's like shmira, but it becomes learned behavior that we grow up thinking there's nothing wrong. I'm just thinking, but it really is usur. Again, only for shmira purposes. For chinuch purposes, it's if you happen to chrize to be mechanech and you think the worst in order to be mechanech or to further investigate, maybe. So that's a shailen. Really, a shail has to be asked how to handle that situation. If the person knows you chayshed him, then already you have to be mafayasim and yeskim mechila. And the Gemara adds, you have to be mavarechim. You have to give him a bracha, as we see by Eli HaKoyen. That's what we learn after Meili and Chana, that he was mafayasim and gave her a bracha. And the bracha rather came through. But if he finds out, that is. If he doesn't know about it, it's mashma, you don't have to ask him mechila. He doesn't feel hurt, he's not aware of it. It sounds like, even though by Lashon Hara it says other forms of Ben Odom HaChaveiro, you do have to ask mechila, even if he doesn't know about it, and that becomes a whole asik and question, how do you do that? But here it's mashma only if the person knows about it, do you have to be mefayasim and ask mechila and be mevarechim, the Gemara adds. Okay. Chayvus Aldovus are in Perek Shishi of Shar Avos Hashem, and Chayvus Aldovus is saying how you could tell if someone has Avos Hashem. And his second number two that we're in the middle of is that you could see he has Yiras Hashem, and apparently Yiras Hashem is more nikar than Avos Hashem. Chayvus Aldovus says it's nikar al ponov. Maybe the person carries himself differently, more seriously, more with a cheshbon of everything he does. So you wouldn't see Avos Hashem necessarily, but you see Yiras Hashem. The fact that if a person is truly Yiras Hashem, he will then be Oev Hashem is like an interesting idea. The Chavit HaLodah says it a few times. He says it a few times in Shara Avos Hashem. And we explain, because he's talking about Yiras HaRomamus, so he's talking about the idea, you can't really love someone unless you know what the person is, unless you have an understanding, you have a sense of Hashem's majesty and greatness, so then you can get to Avos Hashem. But if you don't know what Hashem is, you don't feel that Yiras Hashem of Yiras HaRomamus, so you don't really know the qualities of Hashem, you don't feel Hakel Hagadol Hagibor Vanora, so then the Avos Hashem will be lacking also. Anyway, so the Chavit HaLodah is in talking about Yiras Hashem, because that's number two. He says that there's two types, Hechad Yiras Hanisha, the Yiras Onesh, Venasosu Esa Adam, which might include not just Onesh, but also Nisayon, when thing you're afraid of being punished, and you're afraid of being Nisnasa, you don't want a Nisayon. Hare also Hayore, so that person is Yore Machmas Mashem Etzaro Matrido. He's afraid not of Hashem, so to speak, he's afraid of the consequences to himself. Ilu haya betuach mimashim etzaro, if he would feel confident that that's not going to happen, lohaysolo ema migdulas kavod Hashem v'roma muso, and he wouldn't have yiras Hashem, so, because we're talking, he just has yiras onesh. V'olav amru kadmonenu leichosh dulma osi lemevad meyavu meyira. This is interesting. Gemara Megillah, those who have learned Megillah, maybe you remember Gemara that says that the brachos and klolos are Nikra Umetargen. So the Gemara asks, what's the Chiddush? Why shouldn't it be Nikra Umetargen? So the Gemara says, you might think if people really hear and listen about the Brachos and Klolos, they'll end up doing the mitzvahs, they'll end up listening, you know, they'll end up Til Mosil Mevad Me'avu Me'ira. They'll do it Me'avas Char and Yiras Onesh. So then, like, we're afraid of that. We don't want that to happen. V'hulamato Midargis Yiri Hashem Yisad Avi Yisrael Mem. So you're doing it for avos hapras or to avoid onesh, but that's not really the way it's supposed to be. Halavai we would have that, but this is world of avos Hashem and yiras Hashem, which is the stepping stone to it. It's not a very high madrega. I mean, it's not what we're looking for. The Amor Echad Menat Tzadikim Ani Bosh Me'elo Koi, I'm embarrassed. She'ev Denu Machmas Gemul Lo Onesh Shaz Evek Yevet Kevin Hara. I'm not a good servant then. That in Pochet O Mekave, Pochet from Onesh, Mekave Vaschar, Oved V'Yimlav Eino Oved El Harini Oldo Me'esh Roy Lekach. That's the way I want to serve Hashem. So that's the Sug Aleph of Yiras Hashem. And from the flow of the Chavis Halavas, it sounds like that wouldn't lead you to Avos Hashem. Because why should it? It's the Yiras HaRomamus that will lead you to Ahava, as we explained, and as we'll explain further in the continuation.